Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All eyes on Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you used to live there, right?
Oh, man, I can't wait back to move back there.
But it's cold and rainy now.
Yeah, but cold and rainy in Phoenix is still better than freezing and congested and SE in D.C.
But as SE in D.C., that's nice. Well, as you can tell, we are still here in D.C., but we do have a Super Bowl correspondent. As we do our nonstop coverage, this is actually the first pregame for Super Bowl 49, Super Bowl XLIX, which I don't think is the right for 49.
No, just how about the Super
49?
SB49.
Right on. Let us go live to heaven and Vince Lombardi, Chief Vince.
Hello. I'm floating above you.
I see you.
I'm floating above you right now. Can you see me?
Hey, I can see up your trench.
Look up here. Hey, dumbass. I'm up. I'm directly overhead. Can you see me?
I can see up your trench coat.
Yes. I'm wearing the trench coat because it's cold and rainy in Phoenix. And I'm teleporting to you. Well, you know, it's too complicated. If you tried to figure it out, I'm sure you would have a problem.
All right. Dress for the occasion.
I'm the ghost of Vince Lombardi reporting live.
Vince Lombardi.
On the Super Bowl. What are the Roman numerals? What are the goddamn Roman numerals?
The XLIX.
XLIX, yes. Yeah. What number is that? 41?
49.
If that's what I said.
It's not what you said.
Yes. So here I am floating above you. What a shame. I just want to say this. I'm playing this game under protest.
Why?
Because the Packers, baby. Packer fans, the Packers should have been in this game all the way.
They were.
The officiating in the NFL has turned into a total disgrace. And what's with everybody with the girls' hair? I don't care for that either. I'll tell you, in my day, when we had the Packers, when I had the great ones like Star, I would not let anybody grow their hair that long.
Didn't Paul Hornung have long hair for a couple of seasons?
He had little girls' curls. Is what he had. And Holden, I said, hey, Hornung, I should shave your head. He had little girls' curls. That's what he had. I didn't care for that.
I remember from behind, he looked like Marie Lombardi.
Marie Lombardi, yes, no longer with us either. But I'm here to tell you that I think this game is a travesty.
Hey, Vince.
Deflating balls, bad officiating, it's disgusting. It's not my kind of game. That's not the way. And how are your bonus subscriptions going, by the way?
Not as good as we had hoped.
Well, what the hell? Tell Bloom to get on the case. What's the Bloom? Bloom!
Yes, sir.
Come on, damn it. What's the status? Where are you in relation to last year?
We are 45 off, Mr. Lombardi.
45 off. And you consider that? You mean you consider if you were 45, if you were tied with what your numbers were last year, you'd consider that a success?
No.
I would consider that a failure. And I would make sure that you got on your hands and knees and you dropped and gave me 20, Bloom.
Yes, sir.
I want to see those numbers today. I want to see this weekend those numbers catch up, for Christ's sake.
Hey, Vince.
Yes.
We have our own Deflategate here at TMOS.
What is the Deflategate?
We don't have as many subscribers as we did before.
That's right.
Well, that's crap. Yeah. I call that crap. You've got more listeners, don't you?
Yes, we do.
But you have less subscribers? That means people aren't cutting the mustard. You think that we do this for fun? For the love of God, we're feeding our families here. I want people to step up, and I want to sell those 45 packages this weekend, and how about 10 more?
10 more? Is that the task at hand?
10 more to be ahead of the curve. I think it's always important.
I said when we were tackling the
task at hand, when I was coaching the package, we felt that the task at hand was very important. Yeah. And I felt that 10 more would be, if you're ahead of the curve, then you're never behind the curve. The head of the curve.
Now, you know what is a really common...
How about that?
Well, we should reset. Who are you again?
A stray boy just flew by me.
You should tell people who are joining us mid-podcast who
this
you are.
This is Vince Lombardi, a former coach of the Washington Redskins and the Green Bay Packers fame. And I'm very disappointed in the Super Bowl.
The ghost of Vince Lombardi.
I don't care. Look, I didn't like the media either. I was kirked with them. I was very kirked with
them. You didn't care
on a regular basis.
Well,
if you ask me a stupid question, I call it win, baby. That's the only thing. That's Al Davis. He was an ass. He was a silly ass. He's up here now too. I beat him when he got here.
But you know, everyone that played for you, you always had a lot of winning seasons. But the general opinion is that you were a dick.
Yeah, well, you got to be a dick to win in the NFL. There's no question about it. The last time I checked, look at Bill Belichick, okay? Do you think he's going to win any personality contest?
Are you a fan of Belichick?
I think his style is okay, but I don't care for his. I like his coaching style, but I'm not a fan of his clothing. His hoodies are crap. I said, you know, listen, I think every coach on a sideline of a major NFL franchise should be wearing a tweed sport coat with an overcoat and a fedora hat. That's what I think.
How about really heavy glasses?
What's that?
Really heavy glasses?
Really heavy glasses. Heavy horn rim glasses, whether they need them or not. Even if they're reading glasses, they should put them on.
I have another question. Do you think coaches...
I'm here.
Should coaches...
Hold on just a second. Oh, sure. Oh, let me float above you. There we are.
Oh,
I'm going to play that special music, that heaven
should
music.
Yeah. Coaches pay particular
Marie.
Attention...
Hold on, I got to talk to my wife. Marie, fix my eggs. Yes.
She made the best Marie. Meatloaf, didn't she?
Oh, she made a great meatloaf. You know, the secret was eggs.
Now, do you think that when the coaches are preparing to be on the sidelines, should they pay attention to their teeth or just sort of let it slide?
Oh, the teeth don't matter. Teeth don't matter. The clothing matters. So
that's
an overcoat,
right.
A tweed sport coat, and a fedora hat.
The
then you can smoke your
man.
Cigarettes and let your teeth fall out of your head. That's the way I look at
now,
it. Chain smoking. That's what
just,
I did. That got me through the NFL.
If you're just hanging in the locker room, Vince, it's okay to wear a V-neck T-shirt, right?
A V-neck T-shirt is something that you can wear in the locker room. But if you bring a camera into the locker room, which I don't approve of, right. And for the love of Pete, they've actually brought girls into the locker room.
They brought what?
I say, in my day, Paul Hornung would like that because with his blonde coils, he looked like a girl. But I said, listen, first is the game. First, you have to take care of the task at hand. That's
right.
The way it goes. I am Vince Lombardi. Woo! Do I scare you?
No, not anymore. Wow. I've gotten to know you pretty well.
Yes, I understand. You used to be scared of me. I
used to be
that.
Very frightened, yes.
Boo! The Vince Lombardi ghost floating around your head. Hey, scared kid.
What is the key to winning the game?
Yeah, any predictions?
The key. The keys to winning the game is the work ethic.
The
work ethic.
Okay.
If you have a good, solid work ethic, you will be able to be foist every single time.
Right.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
And you have to apply yourself to the task at hand. That's what I always said to my players. That's why I didn't take any crap from my players. I didn't take any crap from my kids, and I didn't, most importantly, first and foremost,
yes.
I didn't take any crap from my wife, Marie.
Okay. What do you have? Do you have a message for the Packers fans who had such a...
I have a message for my wife, Marie. If this meatloaf is salty again, it'll end up where it was last month on the wall sliding down with the ketchup on it, okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Oh, no, please, please. Let's hear about your childhood.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink. He would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. The age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop.
You made a fool of me. Under broken dreams, I've got you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cabby Piper Studios from sunny Southwest Florida and our nation's breezy capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, powered by Encore Insurance Services, and heard daily for over 5 years at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you, my friends, are here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Harry's. I really took time with my Harry's today.
That's why my face is so baby smooth. Why am I starting to sound like Dr. Evil? I don't know. Anyway, once you experience the look, the feel, the quality of the shave, you'll be hooked on Harry's, and shipping is free. We've told you for, you know, months now, Harry's is the best. Just for Valentine's Day, all new customers get free engraving on the Chrome Winston razor when you use our code at checkout. That's a wonderful deal.
It is.
You'll get an engraved razor, three blades, and either Harry's shave cream or foaming shave gel for only $25. That's $15 off with the code TMOSLOVE.
Sexy, Mike. Very sexy. Nice.
Today is the last day to get free shipping on your engraved Chrome Winston in time for Valentine's Day. Go to Harry's.com right now and enter the code now and enter the code TMOSLOVE at checkout, and Harry's will personalize your Chrome Winston razor absolutely free. Just enter TMOSLOVE at checkout. That's all one word, by the way. TMOSLOVE. And receive your personalized razor and save $15. Go to Harry's.com and fall in love with a better shave. Now, you guys are running around like chickens with your heads cut off in there. What's going on? What's going on at DC Central?
Well, Mike, you know what's important? It's important.
Punctuality?
No.
That's key.
That's also important. Right. That is the task at hand. That today. Hopefully, when you bring the computer today, we can be even Steven.
Not bringing it.
Nope.
We already called it. This is what the problem is.
What does that have to do with your punctuality, my computer?
I'm choosing not to bring my computer on time. We all have our flaws.
There you go. There's the honesty. Right.
He's
there,
always
baby.
On time when he shifts the blame, though.
Absolutely.
That's never late to do that.
So
punctual on that one.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm sorry. Moving on.
Are you under the weather too? You look even through the camera.
I stayed up till 3 a.m. watching Wedding Crashers. I couldn't resist. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I hadn't seen it in a while.
Now more than can I lecture you? Can I lecture you?
I love any essay that starts out now more than
please.
Ever.
Please.
You now more than ever need your rest. You are not the man in his 20s that he used to be. You need to get, even somebody who is as fit as you, I will give you that tip. I think you need to get your sleep. You have the Masters thing. You have you have all the shows to do, and you gotta
Mike, you can't bitch. That's the way I look at it. And sometimes you gotta fit.
Well, you're not working. You're staying up watching Wedding. I'm not talking about your work. I'm talking about sitting there with your insomnia.
I read an hour of financial accounting required reading, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna treat myself. What's on TV? Woe is me. And there it was, the scene at the wedding at the beginning of Wedding Crashers, and I said, well, that's fine. That one scene where he says, the girl with the big hat just gave me F me eyes, and I said, well, now I gotta watch the whole thing.
Yeah, you're invested.
But you know what, for me, and this is in my world too, that magic box, that little glowing friend that we all know and love, most people in this radio business, we love the magic TV. That is our enemy when it comes to getting sleep. I can sit there in front of that, mindlessly staring at it for hours and hours.
I was giggling to myself.
But you know
what? Pure bliss.
Mike brings up a really good point, Oscar, and that is right now your focus should be your Masters.
Yes. From the hallowed hallways of the University of Maryland, as a lovely Bolivian boy strolls up the walkway. Ivy-colored walls. It's Oscar's Masters. All right. That might require some writing. That might require some writing.
Just sort of hit me in the head like a 2x4.
When you're wondering, well, why do they get so upset about being 45 subscriptions down on their bonus shows?
Yes.
Well, because the guys don't ever really bitch about the equipment they need to buy. We have a wonderful board that we've had for a year now, and it's S-ing the bed. So I'm
in my really? Head, is it really? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Not the entire board.
That's scary. That's the first I've heard of this, and he's telling me on the air that's terrible.
Mike, I try not to bore you with the details.
That's a big detail, Oscar. Is it really crapping out?
It is.
He's overstating it.
Okay, well, this is crapping out, Mike. When one of the faders is dying, right? Rob's piecemeal fix is to move it to a different fader. I say you want all the faders working all the time.
But
correct?
You paid a fortune for that used.
No, I bought it new.
This was new.
Yeah. The board was new.
The details, Mike.
I thought you got that from Kevin.
No, no. I bought a new... The one I got from Kevin didn't work. I had to sell it on eBay. This is a new board we bought. Okay.
Yeah. But I think this may still be under warranty.
It should be. I actually called the company yesterday. They said they are looking into it for me.
And so the the thing that you saw us running around was moving him from fader, for those of you keeping score at home, from module 4 to module 6. Yes.
Well, that's insane if it's crap.
Module 4 is...
I have 16 years from now. 16 years, 20 years, maybe we should have a problem. We shouldn't have a problem now.
No, not but the these also aren't industrial grade boards. They're roadie boards.
They're
right?
Road boards. Yeah, they're road boards.
So we're doing the best we can with what we have now. If you bought 45 more subscriptions, you animals.
Yeah, animals.
Maybe we won't have to worry about this.
Well, we have to say thank you to everybody that has.
Bap them sideways.
So easy now.
Now, calm down. Calm down, you. Besides, I'm the
you
one that should
not
be
a
stressed
wedding
out
pressure. Why are you stressed?
I am stressed because I don't like the concept of flying into National Airport with 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Thank
Mike,
you very
there is
much.
No more modern airport in the world.
And if you
than
go in
Reagan National Airport, you're going to be fine.
If you go in the drink, you're right there. You don't have to swim far.
You're not helping. That's
you see,
not
and that's insensitive, and that's too soon.
We might drive up. We might seriously drive up.
Really?
I just say forget about it. We don't need to pay for these tickets. They'll pay for themselves.
No,
we'll just drive up.
We might drive up. We might drive up. No, we're not driving up.
You know, you don't
I'm
want
scared.
To drive up.
I don't like to fly. I hate
you
to fly.
You sound like a crazy man.
Yeah, you're going to have a tailwind.
No, crazy man is getting onto an aluminum tube and flying into a typhoon.
By the way,
that's what a crazy man does.
Aluminum tube is playing in games this weekend. No cover. you're gonna get a good tailwind and you'll get up here 2 hours early.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, that's the beauty. When I hear tailwind, I say
how windy
yes.
is it right now? How windy is it right now?
Barely.
Oh, are you kidding me? You know those big aluminum housing, those almost look like trash cans where you put the daily paper, not just like the city paper, the homeless paper.
Do you mean a newspaper machine?
I don't know what they're called. So that's what they're
called. It's a big aluminum housing and it's on the street and there's colors and you pull on a lever and inside is journalism.
I come from a younger generation. So
it's a newspaper machine. You're nearly 40.
I'm not that close to 40.
You're closer to 40 than you are to 20.
I'll say this. I've never put a quarter or I've never put anything to get anything out of those things. I actually have never gotten newspaper.
I've done that a lot.
And
I've
I know
used
that
newspaper
Mike,
machines a lot.
I know that Mike would drop a quarter and take five.
You know what?
Woody?
Do you know
can
that if they're
do that?
If,
of course.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have a this is a little superstition of mine. We have the diner down the street that is now, I believe, on its fourth incarnation. It started out as a chain, a very successful chain. And they said, not here, not going to work here. And then they
is
got another place.
Is it a chain that is like you would make a you would make knives and forks out of?
It's called Mel's Diner.
Oh,
that's
Mel's
the chain.
Diner. I thought it was a silver
Mel's
Diner.
Okay. You've probably eaten in one of them. And,
sure.
And so they have them down here. And then so once Mel said bye-bye, and they built it. And they built it as a diner. Well, they put three other places in it. And they're on the third now. I go by every time and I say, do you have newspapers out front? And inevitably they say no. And I look at Carla and I said, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They don't sweat that detail. They don't give a rat's ass about
well,
that.
Might come to DC.
Diners need to have a newspaper machine.
They're everywhere. I saw one of those machines knocked over this morning. Now, I don't know if a homeless man did it or the wind. One of the two. One of the two happened. Right in front of this building. Right in front of this very building.
It's not, you know, Mike, it's not that windy. You're going
to
be fine.
It's going to be windy later on. Well, it's going to get stronger and stronger as the day progresses.
And to
that's
be
what's
fair
happening.
To Rob, it's going to take a little more force to move this man. So he's really not going to feel the gust I feel
hold
when
now,
I'm walking
I don't
the building.
Understand. Am I being compared to you, jerk off, or am I being compared to a newspaper machine? Or as you call it, the wonderful aluminum housing.
newspaper machine.
This troubles me that you couldn't come up with the phrase newspaper machine.
Honestly, Rob, I didn't even know they were called that. To
wow,
be honest with you.
Wow.
I was looking at the Bernstein forecast this morning, and he talked about the wind gusts, and they could get up to 50 miles per hour. So that's that freaks me out a little bit. And,
you're going to be
that's only
great.
That's only on the ground. You're going to be up above all that.
Until I land.
Well, yeah, but that only takes a couple minutes.
Also, Mike, if you're going to...
Just put it right in there, baby.
If you're going to worry about anything, I saw a post yesterday by your wonderful wife. You got to worry about your child and how he's going to react.
We're fine. She's very prepared for him, and I'm prepared for him.
What about that pressure in the ear that they don't know about, you know?
I don't know about
that's
gonna
be that.
Tough. I'm not
it
sure.
Is tough. Are you taking your headphones? Please tell me you're taking your headphones.
Should I take my headphones?
Yes, you want to drown out that whining.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean,
and
do
the
we have
kid
headphones?
Might talk too.
I'm not taking my headphones.
Earplugs. Earplugs.
Bring your headphones on the plane. It's
I'm not bringing
so
my
much
headphones.
Better.
I'm not bringing my headphones.
So you
I'm
could
going
play.
Back Monday.
Mm. Oh.
What by
about
the way,
earplugs?
I know we weren't supposed to talk about this, but we will talk about this. Yes. I'm going to mention it because I do.
Why and weren't we supposed to?
I don't know why. We will. Because you know what? Because I don't like to talk about certain things. I really, really don't. But the fact is, we are going to be dark on Monday. We will have a best of show for you because we want to spend time with Jimmy and his family at
right.
his mom's memorial. So that's what we are doing.
Yes.
So I just wanted to share that with our listening
family
audience.
Family comes first.
Exactly.
And so I, you know,
and
I'm
there
not
will
bringing
be a wonderful best of
or computers or anything like that.
Not just
I'm
one
traveling
computer.
Light.
It's just a laptop computer.
Yeah, but I haven't
light.
Cleaned
it's
it
called,
yet. I'm not giving it to you guys.
It's called
until
MacBook
I clean it up.
Air.
Yeah,
it's light as air.
It is.
Okay, we're not talking about that now. But anyway. So I just, you know, Rob, here it is. It's kind of like reawakened some very tough stuff for me. And I'm a nervous guy.
I know. Well, you know what?
It's going to be an unpleasant experience until we are.
Well,
do
me a favor and do this for your wife, really, because she'll be taking care of Michael on the plane.
I will do.
Stop,
bastard.
Stop making it all about you and think
right.
about them. And then
I
really
will.
Think about that and say, okay.
I already blew that. let me tell you how I already blew that. So last night, seriously, this is
here
how
we
weak a man I am sometime, okay?
Yeah.
And believe me,
I got to go to the ER.
Is there
an ER at the airport?
I put the F you. I put the
it's right next to Hudson News.
Okay. Thank you. Glad this is bringing you joy.
You were trying to bolster your confidence.
Oh yeah,
laughter,
you're yeah, I got something. Hey, bolster this.
Hey, okay,
hey,
there you
hey,
go.
Hey,
here's
hey,
here
hey,
it is.
Hey.
I last
he touched
night
his pee-pee.
Yeah, I saw that.
Last night I got online and was looking at the local forecast, and that's when because I knew it was going to be windy. They said that 5 days ago it was going to be windy.
Right.
And so I was checking the local forecast, and before I went to bed, I said I can go one of two ways. I can just keep this to myself and Mrs. O'Mara will be none the wiser, or I can unburden myself and get rid of some of my stress and share it with Mrs. O'Mara. Which do you think I did?
Carla! Carla! I can see you come screaming in.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I
and
shared it with
the,
her.
Uh-huh. I guess the best part about that is that you asked yourself, like, which one am I going to
I
do?
Did. I yeah. did. I said that. Am I going to be the big man, the brave man, and suffer in silence? No.
Oh
no, I need something
to
share.
What did you
I told her. I think I woke her up to say.
You woke
I don't,
her up.
No.
Yeah, she got up this morning. I said, I don't want to scare you.
Oh.
But it might be a little rough flight into Washington tomorrow with the winds. That's what I said.
And what did she say to that? She doesn't care.
Well, we can drive. That's what she said. So we can drive. I said, I don't think it's I think what we should do is go to the airport and check on the status of the flights and see, you know. The bottom line is I'm putting my faith in the airline industry. Isn't that smart?
Yes.
Where, you know, if it's really bad, they'll, you know, they'll cancel the flight.
And you live close to the airport, so no big deal.
Exactly.
We live
boom,
close
bam,
to
the
but in the event, that were to happen, we would hop in the car and head up. So we would be there at Jimmy's.
I'm going to issue a prediction that you're going to like. I think once you get on to that plane and sit down. Now, does Michael have a seat or is he going to be a lap baby?
No, he's a lap baby.
Yeah.
Now, when you see
not made
her,
of money, what do I look like, a cat? An ATM, for Christ's sake?
You look like a newspaper machine.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I'm on weatherbug.com. It says weather alert, wind advisory.
Yep.
Big, bold, red letters.
That's nothing.
I've never seen that on weatherbug.com
because
before.
You live at weatherbug.com.
This is wild.
When you get on that plane and you see your
thank
beautiful
you,
wife holding your gorgeous child and you realize this is his first flight and the import of this and the significance of this, you're not going to be thinking about yourself.
He's a little Wright brother.
You're going to be fine.
I'll be fine.
When you see him
fine.
Running unattended up and down the aisles.
This is real. Yeah. This is as real as it gets right now. This is real. And I am nervous now. And now I'm more nervous.
You have to
now
be brave.
Oscar's joking
family.
About it, but he's not joking about it. And he's giving
brave.
That information, which I is now all I'm thinking. You guys are talking to me. I'm not even hearing what you're saying. I'm hearing weather alert. Weather alert. Wind advisory. Wind advisory.
You're not. And you're
why
not
do you think they put those up? Why do you think they put those
it's
up?
It's so breezy. The graphic isn't even showing. That's how bad it is.
that's a lie. That's true. A stone cold lie.
It's so windy the internet won't display the GIF.
That's right. It's so windy that the Wi-Fi has blown away.
Yeah, our travel. No, a little strong coverage. Wind affects our Wi-Fi in a regular way.
No, and they wouldn't fly if you were in any danger. And it's not like you're on a prop plane.
Well, let me tell you, I am going to be up there. Wind or no, it's not a prop plane. Let me say, I will be up there no matter what, whether it's by air or by vehicle.
Rail.
We may not know who will be playing the big. Yes, we do.
What?
Old copy. Oh. We're all going to Jimmy's.
Yeah,
we're all going to Jimmy's on Sunday.
We'll be there. The fun starts.
How old
was
that copy? And we may not know who's playing the big game. We're all going to Jimmy's.
Right in the preseason.
I'm out of sorts today.
You're in a tender state right now. We understand what's going on.
You mean Florida?
I am in a very, very tender state.
No, he really.
Really.
He's in a special
place. Why don't we bring Jimmy's down here next year?
No, it's Jimmy's their fifth annual, man.
Why don't we bring Jimmy, all of his customers, come down here.
Hey, you know what would be great?
Watch the game down here.
The diner's going to close. Why can't that be at Jimmy's?
Yeah,
I'll tell the diner to close completely and move Jimmy's South.
Hey, Mike, I've got a song for you as we go to spots. Okay. Here's Windy by the Association.
You poor man. That's
okay.
My life. Welcome to it. We'll take a break. We'll come back more with more. Whatever. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Under a
stay awake. It's Tony and Gary.
Tony, what are you doing? We got to do a promo. Tony.
Hey, could you stop that? You're making me sad.
Hey, it's the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein on next week's episode, Me on the Harmonica.
Oh, yeah, but there's also good stuff.
We make a pitch to star in Sharknado 3.
Right.
And the Five Words game. It's really, really cool. Next episode of the Tony Perkins Show, TonyPerkinsShow.com.
Don't start playing that again.
I won't. Or subscribe on iTunes.
Oh, he just doesn't listen. He's just like my children.
Just search the Tony Perkins Show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
What is the matter
with
him?
He's getting more into it. He's relaxing.
Yeah.
That anchor shell is beginning to fall off, Tony Perkins. Check out the Tony Perkins Show with Gary Stein. You'll love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know that studies have proven that sleep is as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? If you don't get your sleep and you stay up watching wedding crashes all night long, you won't feel well.
That's right, and Oscar.
I've discovered the best way to get... You know what? Seriously, if you had a sleep number, mm-hmm. I swear to God, Oscar Santana,
Mike,
you'd crawl into that thing and you'd want to be in there.
I called them just 2 days ago.
Whoa. That's fantastic.
Looking into it, my friend.
Cool. He's great, isn't he? Anyway, I've discovered the best way to get a great night's sleep. My Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. I've talked about the Sleep Number bed for years. I adore it, and I can't sleep without it. The all-new Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology, built-in sensors to give you a little rating, tell you how you're sleeping, which allows you to optimize your sleep. Every morning I wake up refreshed, my back feels great, and therefore I feel great. It is the best. Thank you, Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting now is an 85. Got it set a little higher because I've been beating balls. You know what that means, right?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. It's a commercial. Thank you. Out on the golf course. Thank you. And Carlos is a 65. Discover a better you with a Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. Visit a Sleep Number store right now, and you can save $300 on a Sleep Number C3 bed during the final closeout. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. Don't forget to smile and tell them that Richard Sherman sent you. Richard Sherman, who I saw with a press conference about his soon-to-be-born baby.
Right.
And I softened on Richard Sherman a little bit. I didn't...
You saw a softer side of him.
I liked that side, the lighthearted side. You know, not the screaming at Aaron Andrews after last year's Super Bowl NFC Championship side. Yeah. I really felt okay about him, and you know, and the fact is that I don't want to give Marshawn Lynch what Marshawn Lynch wants, which is more and more attention, because we're so dumb when it comes to pop culture. We
we hate, but we love. You know, we say, oh, we don't like him. And I was one of the people that said, I don't.
Yeah,
well, if I don't like him, you know, I
very
should
vocal about it.
Ignore.
I was confused.
I hate the fact is, but he's just playing us.
I was
confused by the
Richard Sherman talking about becoming a father, because it was a softer, gentler side. But then I thought of him with the baby, still being soft and gentle, but remembering last year. And what I saw is him holding the child and saying, who loves you? Your father loves you. Your father loves you so much. Hey. And I just, it confused me.
You know,
Whatever works, I guess.
It's interesting, but I think all in all, I've given it a lot of thought, and I used to say that I didn't care what team won.
Right.
But I think really, if your belief is that the NFL, like so many people think, is a big conspiracy, I think the Seahawks are a stone cold lock.
Oh yeah.
Because they do not want to deal with the BS if the Patriots win the game. They really don't.
That's a good point. I haven't actually heard that theory.
Yeah, they're saying that the fallout from Deflategate goes away if Seattle wins. That's all there is to it.
I was searching the internet, though, but no one has leaked the script to the game. And so there's no way to know.
I have said so many times, probably more than any other sport that I root for, that the NFL, everybody always says it's fixed. It's fixed. Yeah. Hey, the referees got paid off or something like that, but it probably is.
I would like to see a little more fixing in the Redskins' favor. That would be nice.
If it ain't broke, Mike, you can't fix it.
I do believe, and I truly believe, that more than any other sport, officiating is influenced by the home crowd. I believe that with all my soul.
Well, that's for a lot of sports as well. Think about it, right?
Not as dramatic as it's not, because the officiating doesn't matter as much as the NFL is in other sports. I think that with baseball, for example, the umpires, balls and strikes probably.
What about hockey? I always thought that hockey had a
high stick. Hockey officiating in hockey, you get a playoff game and you go into the third period and it's 1-1.
Yeah.
Basically just let them play.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's very rare to see that.
Broken ribs, concussion,
Butters.
And the whole thing, as far as the third period is concerned, you know, they will say that let them go, and fans go nuts if they call any penalties at all. But I think in the NFL, so often, especially when the game's on the line, you have
one
particular call.
It can turn the game.
Turns the game around. So it's going to be interesting, and it'll be fun. But we're all going to be out at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Jimmy's.
We're going to be there starting at 4 o'clock. My daughters are both going to be there. My wife is going to be there. The little guy is going to be there I'm not sure. Maybe for just a short period of time.
Will he get to see the halftime show?
He will not get to see the halftime show. He will not get to see the opening kickoff. He'll be gone by then.
Okay.
Very bad. Yeah. What do you think? You want him to hang out for a couple hours?
Well, I think a couple hours would be nice.
A couple hours? No.
They have high chairs. He can just chill.
No, I don't think so. No,
put his bassinet on a foretop and just.
No,
let him
he may be.
You have to
the game.
Socialize him, Mike. You can't just keep him locked up.
I don't keep him locked up. We take him out to restaurants.
That's right. And then back home to the steel crib.
Now you stay here quiet.
That's right.
Don't
Dad,
mind
can I ask a,
the
can
elderly
ask a
watching by every day.
You know, since I'm going to get it all out of your system today, since this is the kick me sign on my back show.
No, it's fine, Mike.
Let me do this, because Oscar was alluding to it yesterday that he was going to mock me and he was going to tell me. Here's the thing. Yes. I know that I want it explained to me. I know there's a reason it happens, but please tell me why I have on my little toolbar on my computer, I have all the important little bookmarks for me, all right?
Sure.
I've got my Facebook, I've got my Google, and then I still revisit my Yahoo occasionally to see what's going on. Hey, so
see what happened in 1984?
That's right.
I mean, Yahoo, please. What's going on? You're going to get a Hotmail account now?
Well, no. For example, when I say Yahoo, I just go to Yahoo to see what the Yahoo news is.
Yes, the trending news?
Just the trending news. Sure. That's a good place to go for
that.
And then
if he doesn't understand anything, he asks Jeeves.
Please, someone tell me this, and I want a legitimate answer here.
Okay.
Is there are two things at play. Either I'm being shown what I'm being shown because of my search history, or... You have this Kardashian empire that is so skillful at manipulating social media that everybody that goes to the homepage for celebrities for Yahoo sees Bruce Jenner and Kim and Northwest.
I can answer that right now.
All right. So, for example, let me just do this before you do that, Oscar.
Okay.
Let me go through the heading is celebrities, and I have 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Out of the 10 stories, four of them are Kardashian related.
Okay, I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay,
right?
So I'm looking around. I want to see if you guys get it here. The lead, Death Proof Cars. They have a thing on cars. The youngest, funniest, more sibling traits. Bruce Jenner taking estrogen. Biggest Loser, Texas lawmaker. Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Neil Young's piano player. David Beckham. Then they have Kim Kardashian responds to backlash. And Oscar every single day.
Okay, this is what I have, right?
Okay. I just want to know why it's happening. Are they great at it?
Yahoo.com. Okay, right. This is what I have. My first story says Denise Richards shows off her and Charlie Sheen's mini-me daughters. That's what they show off.
That's what I have. I have that.
Totally different than what I have.
Okay, the next story is new Saudi king announces major government shakeup. I don't know why that's there.
I have that.
I don't have that.
Suge Knight runs over, kills a man following
don't
an
have
argument.
That. Have that. Have that. Now I'm under the heading of celebrities, though.
Well, that's
where we're at.
That's where we're at.
Does it say celebrity.yahoo.com?
On your browser?
No, mine says yahoo.com.
No, but at the top of your browser.
I know what to look at. I'm looking in the browser. https://www.yahoo.com. Thank you.
Okay.
But so underneath that, it's got celebrities. And to the right of that, it's got a bunch of names. Robin Wright, Amanda Seyfried, Katy Perry, Lindsay Lohan, Charlize Theron, Kourtney Kardashian.
Do you have a trending now where it says Amanda Seyfried and then Cat Williams, Paula Creamer? Do you have that trending now on the right-hand side?
Hold on just a second. No, I don't seem to
on
see
your
that.
Homepage. You don't have
I've
that?
I've got Romney's presidential decision.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Surprise 20 foods that are sugar bombs. Penn, Charlize Theron, Timberland.
Hey, do you have this? Getting to the bottom of that white stuff oozing out of salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I don't have that. But see, I'd love that. But I got Bruce Jenner 5 days in a row. I'm getting Bruce Jenner and his estrogen. I don't want that.
There must be some sort of recent search history that affects your news feed.
Now let me go
to. Yeah, I would think so.
Let me go to.
How trashy are you, Mike? Jeez.
Now I'm cookies.
Now I'm putting
cookies.
News.
Yeah, it's cookies.
Oh, Mike, you love cookies.
Them. Oh man, is there a story about cookies?
Yeah, I got rid of them.
All right, so what is that? What it is, Pony?
Most likely tracking cookies. Yeah.
Tracking cookies.
And how do you get rid of tracking cookies?
Let's see. You're using Google Chrome.
Yes.
All right. There's a plugin you can download. Just search.
You've lost them.
Click and clean, and it's a button. Yep, that's the problem right there. He's gone.
Mike, come back.
Hey, Mike, why don't you switch browsers? Go to Google.
Okay.
That's G-O-O.
Stop it. No, I'm gonna go to Safari. I'm gonna go to Safari, and then I'm gonna go to Yahoo. Okay. On Safari.
He's just switching browsers.
So the tracking cookies won't carry in Safari,
cookies.
Right?
It shouldn't if they're using cookies to track him.
All right, going to go to the Yahoo cookie. Homepage.
You know what's great? Cake and cookies.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Cake and cookies. Now I have John McCain to the Prusa NFL says solder touchdown play was illegal. And a nuclear pill boosts muscle mass.
Oh,
state
yeah.
officials, oh, sad truth. Melissa Gilbert, Mitch McConnell.
Still box, by
I don't
the
see
way.
The Kardashians.
Oh, there you go, Mike.
Yeah. But it still doesn't it's feel
great. But you know what's great? If you click on that Melissa Gilbert story, all of a sudden you're going to hear everything about Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm happy for you.
You're back, baby.
Great. You're back and you're fresh. It's like a new start.
You're back.
And then that's the regular homepage. See, Oscar, it's weird. It's different on Google Chrome than it is.
It'll display
with
it'll
regular.
Display
and there's your trending now. You were talking about. Where I've got Amanda Seyfried, Paula Creamer, Kim Sears.
There you
and,
go.
By the way, so speaking of Paula Creamer,
yes.
So you know my little boy has a golf club in his hand all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So last night, somebody on Facebook sent me a post that Larry King put up where he said good luck. It was a baby picture of Chance.
Oh, no.
Now he's the second kid
because Cannon Edward King is the oldest.
Okay, so it was maybe a baby picture of Cannon.
Okay.
And the mama, what's her name? What's the wife's name?
Larry King and Sean King.
Sean Southwick King. She was pregnant with the other baby, and Larry says good luck at IMG camp or at IMG Academy.
I
said, so, and they said in Florida. Uh-huh. So I look up Florida, and apparently Paula Creamer has been to this school. This is IMG Academy. Have you ever heard of it, Oscar?
No, it's an investment firm.
This sounds like it. Doesn't it sound like that? Yeah. It sounds seriously like something you would have.
They trade little stocks.
It's IMG Academy.
and it's where of Gerber.
It's where Larry King's kid is going.
This is how you save.
And it's this what it is this super sports academic place where.
So he didn't know when he was a baby.
They breed
though, right?
athletes. They breed superior athletes.
Oh, my God, great.
Are you sure it's not in Germany?
No.
Because yeah. it sounds like that's a plan they enacted about 70 yeah. years ago.
Sports Academy training and education at its finest. Our Sports Academy offers a chance to improve your athletic performance and play the game as never before, and it's also a private school.
Oh, how much?
It's like a boarding school.
It's very expensive.
We think alike. Prices. We think alike. So, boarding. If you're going to do boarding like at middle school.
Can we guess? Can we guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say it's $50,000.
$67,000.
Oh, my God. Wow. So he's going now, because I'm guessing that Canon Edward King is now probably 14 or 15. This is not a flashback to when he was a baby.
It's in Florida.
Well, that means you could run into him at the diner, Mike. Hi.
Yeah.
Mike, wait a second. There's an opportunity here. Impressionist camp.
We've talked about it before.
Yes.
We've talked about it before.
You should write them and say
IMP instead of IMG.
No. He could be at IMG, right? But he could say it could be sports psychology.
It's incredible when they put contact information you can't find.
You can say, when the voices in your head are becoming too loud, change your voice.
It's pretty incredible. Pretty intense stuff.
Today, we're going to learn to talk like a Hall of Famer named Sonny Jurgensen.
Hey, wait, but I wouldn't call it IMG Academy. I would call it OMG Academy.
Hey,
am I right, fellas?
That's right, ladies.
All right. We'll take a break and we'll come up back with more of these a-holes. To the strains of the Buddy Rich Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. All right, everybody. How you doing? All right. Welcome back to the show. You know it, I know it. The time to buy insurance is now.
No.
And don't worry, because Encore is here to help you. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Encore does the work so you don't have to. It's free. There's no obligation and no salesman will visit you.
Really?
That's what I said. Just call 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com/TMOS.
You know, you referenced in there a little Dom DeLuise, and on the High Definition Movie Network last weekend, I watched about half of the movie The End. That's the movie that Dom DeLuise bit comes from.
Right.
Why was Burt Reynolds so sought after as a comic actor in the 1970s? He was horrible in that.
Oh, I loved him as a kid.
He was horrible.
It
looks like this place is just up the road in St. Pete.
Ah,
this is just up in Mark Riddell land. IMG Academy.
He could be a commuter child.
He could.
Do they do? Well,
I can't afford
service?
To put my kid. In. I can't. I'm public.
Well, it's cheaper.
Public.
It's cheaper if you don't do the room and board. He could pack a sandwich. You could drop him off.
Oh yeah.
Or he could sneak in. Could he audit the classes?
Hold on. I'm seeing the apply register part here.
Ah, here you go.
No, that's not going to get me the. I got it last night. I forgot how I was able to find it.
We might not make it off the plane in D.C., but let's see how much this joint costs.
Oh, you know what would be great, though?
I was surfing, and I was insomniatic last night.
You should phone the Academy as Larry King and put in a good word for yourself.
Hi, this is Larry King. I'll be traveling up there today, and I'd like the camera crew.
Yes. How about this? If you're gonna call,
hi, this is Larry King. I'd like to speak to my kid.
No.
I'm pulling him out of the school.
Now you call and you say you're calling on behalf of your friend Mike O'Mara,
and his
son. So try that. Like work
on. Listen,
that.
He's a real prodigy. He's only 18 months old, and I think he's going to be a great golfer. Is there a chance that you could maybe give him a full ride? Could you give him a full ride scholarship? You know. But did you know that this place existed?
I had a friend who went to. There's a famous tennis camp in Florida. It's that famous coaches. It's called. It's something with a B, and I'll look for it in a second here. But her parents had to pay around. I remember $50,000, $60,000 for her to play tennis there. And then she ended up going the year round. She became pro, but she never cracked the top 20.
Uh-huh.
But I remember her when she left. She's like, I'll be back at the end of the summer. And she just never came back.
No, even as at a pro level out of the top 20, can she make a living?
You can make a living because you'll be playing for, I think she plays for one of these Washington Castles teams, one of the pro teams now.
Okay.
So you can make a living, and it's a good living. You're playing tennis, so why not, right? If that's what your passion is. But as a kid,
it's a pretty good racket.
There's such a high burnout level, especially when you get into your teens.
Yeah.
That all that money, and that's what I think about, all that money that's spent at such a young age, and if you burn out, then it's over.
You
right?
never
it's
get
gone.
Your return. Yeah.
IMG Academy, here's an article.
It's like business
IMG
school.
Academy's Mika Liu is the new number one overall player in the latest Golf Week AmateurGolf.com women's amateur rankings. That was released earlier this week. 15-year-old Liu most recently competed in the 83rd tournament, Women's Amateur Championship, where she finished runner-up. So this is
oh, my God, it's the IMG Academy as well. Apparently this is the big brand now. It was the Bollettieri Tennis Camp, but it's the IMG Bollettieri Tennis Camp.
What does IMG stand for?
I think it might be for the actual sport agency, the talent agency.
Okay.
Do you think it's IMG? Do you think it's the agency?
It just used to be called the Bollettieri Tennis Camp, but it makes sense because they're making oodles and oodles of money off representing these athletes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Oscar, it's funny you mentioned the tennis camp.
Thank you.
Because the golf is formerly the Ledbetter Academy.
There you go.
So they've consolidated
them up, Mike.
These
they get them early. They sign them early. That's that.
Do they offer anything for theater?
Can I say this to you, Rob?
Yeah.
Would you, as much as everybody?
I'm sorry. I just spit out all over myself. Theater.
I have to ask you, why do I have a bad taste in my mouth about this?
Because it is making a kid be totally immersed in something that even if the kid thinks he wants it, they're too young to understand it.
Even at like 13 and 14?
I think so. Think about where your mind was at 13.
I started thinking about radio when I was I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting when I was 14. The weekend program, they let me in early.
Show us
on
the doll where the instructor touched you, Mike.
Exactly.
You're never
no, to be
too
honest
early.
With you, I if thought you it was have, a big deal to get accepted when really if you had a check. You
if you
accepted.
Have that passion, you have to start at a very early age to be competitive these days.
Athletics, I think yes. absolutely, whether it's tennis, yes. golf, gymnastics, all that type of stuff.
But I think if there's probably the incident of the kid that has the passion and the drive to really want to do it has got to be greatly outnumbered by the kid that is pushed in by his parent. True. And if Mike has a...
Michael
some sort
push
of,
little Michael.
Well, no. He doesn't have to worry about that for another 2 years. But if you've got a bad feeling in your gut about it, I think that's it. Because it's the same thing as a stage parent. Yeah. It's a sports
and
parent.
And it's hugely international.
No, they're out of your
I'm
hair.
I'm looking at these kids. These are rich kids. These are rich kids from around
sure,
the globe.
Sure, we apply.
I don't know. I don't see anything about scholarships here. But I see,
look at the fine print.
I see foreigners all over the place.
How dare they?
Oh. The
Mark Leon, Sia Liu, Cheng Tsung Pan.
They're gonna need a enrollment once they roll through.
You realize that I feel.
And now, please welcome to the field the Fighting Green Cards.
Do you know how much press these people get from this school?
That's probably really important. Yeah.
The IMG Academy golf program saw five of its student athletes honored at the annual Rolex Junior All American Awards event. They have five All-Americans.
They can't even tell time at that age.
The watch is just for show.
Yeah. These are college students.
But if it is an offshoot of the agency, of course they're going to get great press because the agency arranges for that.
Yeah,
hold on. In the boys' division, listen up.
Oh, boys.
Two recent alumni earned All-American honors. The class of 2014's Kui Win Wong of Singapore was named All-American second team. And his classmate, are you ready for this?
I am.
Jose Montano, a native of Cochabamba, Bolivia.
Oh, yes! Finally!
Was named
one
Junior All-American
has
honorable
made it
mention.
Out.
Now, do you still
done something for ourselves.
Do you still have the cabin in Cochabamba?
No, but Cochabamba, not too bad a place. The climate, moderate.
Moderate, oh, that's good. The political climate?
No.
Extreme.
That's on fire.
Well, anyway, that's where That's where Larry King's kid is going.
Good for them.
Do
Mike.
You think that Chance Armstrong King will make it, or is he going to be more of an intellectual?
They have everything here.
Because remember,
Oscar, it's got to be the agency. It's got to be the sports agency.
Makes sense.
Remember when Larry was really trotting out the kids? He was also talking about how great and athletic and blonde-haired and blue-eyed all the Southwicks were. So this is what he's doing. Larry is trying to breed a superior athlete.
But the thing about it is that's the distasteful part of this. There's part of this that says, if you know, Oscar's right. If you're going to really be an elite athlete, I think people like Tiger Woods set the bar where you got to start at a very young age. I know it's always been that way for hockey.
That's usually what happens.
I don't know if I got that in me. Mike, I don't know if I've got that DNA that I want
to
be the pushy.
Pick him up every day. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Mike, you don't want to.
What are you trying? Now, hold on a second. What do you mean by that?
I mean, look. I know. I know this happens, and it's probably not easy for you to admit. But at my age, I think about this, right?
Okay.
When I have kids, my back isn't as great as it used to be. Things don't move as they should, even at age 36.
Which, by the way, is close to 40.
I don't know what it's going to feel like for a guy who's double nickels to have a little kid running up to him and knowing that all he wants to do is jump up and for you to grab him, but you got to make sure you're in like... You're almost in a football stance because you got to make sure everything's braced.
You're doing a soliloquy on my aging status as a father. I'm talking about pushing your kids into a sport.
That's what I was talking about.
And I'm not talking. This has nothing to do with my energy level. Yep. This has everything to do with my psychology.
That's what I mean.
Whether I want to push the young man to go to someplace like this, I don't think I'd want to.
After nearly 1,300 episodes. I think that's the first time I've ever just shut up and listened to try to figure out where he was going with something.
Because he makes it up on the fly every day. He doesn't prepare 15 seconds ahead of his mouth.
If you can barely pick up your son, how are you going to push him? That was my point.
Well, no, but it's not. That was your point? Hold
yes.
on. Your point is, are you okay? Are you on cold medication or something?
No, I feel great.
You're talking about physically pushing. I'm not. I'm talking.
When he talked about
Jesus, you are such a moron sometimes.
When he talked about picking up, I thought he was talking about like in the carpool lane.
I was talking about pushing my kid into a sport, and Oscar turned it into some sort of sports event.
Yeah, he's
saying, where I'm pushing him in a stroller. You can't pick him up.
Oscar went for the fact that he has to have the passion to remember to bend at the knees.
what does that have to do with this huge leap?
Well, because this is the thing. I read a few books on Tiger Woods because I was pretty obsessed in how he got to where he was. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, and then his father was
Earl Woods.
A control
he
maniac.
He was militant, right? Yeah,
right.
Whether it's having his son watch him while he's still in the high chair, hitting balls, so he knew what the swing should look like. That's what he did.
Which I think that I don't bring him out to the range because he's too young for that, but I will tell you that he is already mimicking the tour players. It's the most, I find it right now, charming.
I don't find it sweet.
I'm not thinking in terms of, oh, he's going to be a PGA superstar. I find it cute that he likes this, and that's all. Now, the other thing is you're not supposed to put the TV on, they say, nowadays, for kids until they're 2 or 3 years old. So the only thing I have on there is golf for him because I think that he likes watching it. It doesn't seem to be all that ADD-causing,
spasmodic
television.
When is it
going
to be okay for you to bring him out to, just say, the driving range?
You know, I'll probably try to get some feedback on that. I'm not sure yet, but I think three or four probably would.
But he's at an age now where you could take him out with the stroller and
I've taken him on the golf course in the golf cart with Mama, and
okay,
he's seen
that's
me
cool.
hit balls, so I guess
cool.
that counts.
So Tiger started,
but I was too infirm to pick up the club. I couldn't even do that.
We're using the ball grabber that you use to get the ball out of the water to pick up your club.
Do you know I have a ball grabber for my to get the ball out?
No.
Of the
you know, that's my nickname for Kerry.
that's clearly because maybe you aren't feeling
that's for the
right.
elderly.
You
that's
aren't feeling right, right?
I can't get down with my
maybe
bad
with
hip.
The new hip in the new
it.
Year or something.
Oh,
different.
Man, the new hip would change that. New hip, I would be able to go just cobra-like right down along the ground.
Or, you know what? That would be another first great step. Teach the boy to do it. Bring me the ball. Avoided
it. Yes, get me the ball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but,
Physical activity.
So I read this, and I'm here's the thing. I'm riveted by it, and I went to it, and I looked at it because it sounds you know, I see IMG Academy for elite academics and athletics, and I see, but it just seems to me that you hear so many horror stories with all the success stories.
Yep.
You hear the horror stories, and I have seen the young girl that's out here with her father, saw them on the putting green, and the father, they were speaking, I believe it was Korean, and she melted down on her old man. She melted down and said, "I'm leaving," and she walked off the green.
Oh,
and I saw,
wow.
This kid's 13 years old, and yeah. I said, this is just push, push, push.
It's known on the country club now as the Korean conflict.
Here's the thing. You know, the Korean conflict. Thank you very much. Don't you
Was
think
Was she playing
that...
the part of North Korea?
Don't you think it can go either way?
Of course. And I think, you know what? That is probably a crapshoot. I think that what will determine whether it is a successful or an unsuccessful ride for the kid is probably an intangible. Something that you can't predict.
Don't you think, though, it would really matter if they got tickets to Fall Out Boy?
Hey, Mike, do you remember a young lady, and you probably do, but I love tennis as well growing up, Jennifer Capriati.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. And she melted
it's
down,
the
right?
meltdown that came. And as a kid, I remember being her age, right? Just a little younger, and reading about it and not understanding why or how this happens. And as you get older, you realize that if it's not your thing, you have to be able to walk away.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think I'm just a big believer that, and I know it's a cliche, let a kid be a kid. I think that's an anthem for underachievement, which I'm not a fan of as well. But at the same time, when you put a child in a pressure steamer for their formative years, I think your odds are equal that you will get a superstar or a psychopath?
Yeah, and I don't think there's any way to predict it. There is a derivative of let a kid be a kid, and that is letting the kid make decisions if you've given them the opportunity to try it out. Mm. You know what? If I put, like, Robert is right now in his third week of karate, and he's still on the bubble as to whether or not he likes it. Carrie and I would love to see him proceed with it because you learn a lot of great stuff, even if it's not trying to kick someone's ass.
Self-confidence.
You know, I'm figuring it out right now. Let me tell you exactly how I would play it. I would play because you could put your kid in these academies all day
long. They have
long.
To be accepted, Mike.
They have to be accepted. And,
the check
also,
must clear.
All the training in the world, if they don't have the natural ability, if they don't have the natural talent, it's me. You can't do it.
Right.
You can't
manufacture
gap.
Someone no. completely from the ground up that doesn't have natural talent.
Those fast twitch muscles. Yeah. Tell you.
The way I would play it if he picked it up, had an interest in it, and I got a couple of people that knew it better than I did that said, yeah, he's got a legitimate talent, then I might talk to him about it and pursue, and I'm not talking about this place, but I'm saying get him further instruction, but I don't think I could ever see myself, you know, trying to manufacture, which don't you think Larry's doing that?
Of course.
Don't you think that's
well,
exactly
that's been his plan for years.
Like the kid probably had like one good tennis match. And
I was
like,
so
we're going to put you in the IMG Academy.
He's brilliant. He knows his states and capitals. Kid, call Hoffman.
He just probably wants him not to be around the house.
He's happy. He's in Florida,
Sean,
far away from
Jesus. He's so Academy. Noisy. He's noisy, right?
Ship him away, Sean.
Do you think their benchmark tests are something along the lines like a mini version of the NFL Combine where they have, if he crawls this 40 yards within, let's say, a good minute and a half, that's the benchmark, right? If his vertical, by vertical, I mean how high he hops, is more than 4 inches. And
you know
what's
does the website say that there are tryouts to get in? Or is it?
What's interesting about the website is you usually get with a school, you know this from universities and looking at schools, there's a mission statement, and they usually have a mission statement. They have our facilities, academic achievements, athletic achievements, partners. Oh, let's look at partners.
Yeah, look at the partners.
Ah, yeah.
Bentley, Rolls Royce.
Well, what if it's just a whole bunch of pictures of cowboys?
Balco Clinic.
They're looking for money. That's
of course.
Oh, really?
Partners. Yeah, I like that.
You know, you don't have to start him at the IMG Academy, Mike. How about an internship with John Daly?
Hey, how you doing? He comes home with a beer in his hand. Says, grip it and rip it. Yes, sir. How'd you do, son? How was your weekend at school? It's great, Dad. Thank you.
That
All right,
phenomenal.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with Oscarazzi on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
How many Ways icons?
How many Wazers, Mike? The users
right
are called
now,
Wazers.
They're Wazers.
Yeah.
Wazers. Like, for example, I'm sliding over to Tamiami Trail.
Right now I have less than, I would say, a little less than 100 people on my screen.
Yep.
Okay, I'm on Tamiami Trail now. I have one. I'm going down to, I am all the way to Bonita Springs. I am going down Tamiami Trail to Naples right now as fast as I can. And... I do have a traffic warning.
Oh,
I do
there
have
you
a traffic
go.
Warning.
Nice.
Is it an overturned hearse?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
One of these days, I will pepper the audio vault with a steady machine gun patter of shtick. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and it'll drive him nuts. Let's face facts. Everybody's got to eat. The trick is eating right. Well, it's not that tricky. Thanks to BlueApron.com. BlueApron.com delivers fresh, locally sourced ingredients straight to your door, and our listeners have responded. You are telling us how much you love it. They have chef-designed recipes, amazing pre-proportioned ingredients. They send a box to your house. Everything's in there. You're going to love this. Step-by-step recipe cards as well that are beautiful and well done. Everything they do
gorgeous.
Seems to be just a cut above. They did it right, and they took their time, and they got it right. All these meals you can prepare in 35 minutes or less. Say goodbye to frozen dinners and takeout. Say hello to home-cooked, balanced meals. You order your meals at BlueApron.com. It shows up on your doorstep. It's ready to go and be prepared in your kitchen. Right now, Blue Apron is offering 2 free meals in their first week's box of meals. Just pick your plan to enjoy this offer. $9.99 per meal for 2 people or $8.74 per meal for families. Visit BlueApron.com/TMOS and the offer will automatically be applied before checkout. That's BlueApron.com/TMOS. Bon appetit and check them out today. Without further ado, it's time to get the entertainment deals of the day with Oscar Santana and Oscar
Gentlemen,
hi there.
Do you
that
know?
Sounded a little weak that one. Didn't
I'm
it?
Dying.
Sounded like a Wedding Crashers at 2 a.m.
That's right.
What a great movie! I'm telling you, I used to love that movie as a young man, but going back to it, just surprising.
Oh my! Nothing beats the classics.
So great.
At least it's who's the older actress that's in that? That has the
Julianne Moore.
No, not Julianne Moore. It's the lady that sells the jewelry.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We rode up in the elevator with
the doctor. Medicine woman.
Yeah,
Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn. Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour. That's what
yeah, I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah. You see side boob. See some side boob. I saw that last night.
Kind of
you know what's funny is like you have that ready to go. I'd like to see more of that. But it takes you 9 minutes to pull the Jane Seymour name. You're like, I know you really need it, but I've got the funny line to go. There we go. His brain works with the comedy, but not with the ability to pull the name.
Sheer wit, Mike. He's got
it's
the
what?
Wit. He's got the wit. He's got the wit. He doesn't have the actual facts.
Right? You know what? That's another one that he started out and he got lucky on the finish.
He really no wit. All wit, no facts.
Yeah.
That's but you know what? Funny. The weird thing about Jane Seymour, I couldn't have come up with the name if he hadn't said Dr. Quinn.
Ah.
Somewhere in my brain.
Were you on that elevator with Don and me when we arrived?
Do
you
remember fuzzy what face?
We, yes. There
fuzzy
you go,
face?
Everybody remembers that. She had a
wait,
fuzzy
what?
Face.
She had like she, a layer of downy hair.
She had fuzzy face.
She did.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't see it on TV.
The weird like fuzzy. You noticed it.
Yeah, it was weird because Don said, I think that's Dan Haggerty.
Fuzzy face. Do you know who Suge Knight is?
Sure.
Yes.
He's a rap impresario.
Yes, yes.
He's in big trouble now, isn't he?
Most famous for?
Hitting a guy.
I know him more for the brawls and the shootings and all the
and shaking
down
Vanilla
out of
Ice.
Studio activity.
Record, he owned a record label. Was it Def Jam?
Death Row.
Death Row.
Def Jam. Def Jam record.
Yeah, that's right. He owned a record label, Def Comedy Jam.
Well, there was an old rap label called Def Jam Records, wasn't there?
Yes. But two different guys.
Okay.
And Russell Simmons and then Death
and
Row
he served a lot of time.
Yes, and he also was famous for holding Vanilla Ice out off a balcony with one of his friends to get the royalties for all his songs when Vanilla Ice was relevant.
Wow.
So he did that as well. Suge Knight was shot 6 times this past year.
Right.
So he survived that. Listen to this. Apparently, NWA, and I won't get into details there, They were filming some sort of movie. I don't know if it was for an upcoming album. I don't know if it's for a documentary.
No, it's for the Hallmark Channel.
But Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, among others, were on set, and they were filming in Compton, and he pulls up in one of his vehicles, right? I know he also has a Rolls-Royce Ghost, but he's in one of his vehicles. They haven't identified the vehicle. He says he feared for his life, and he ended up backing up over a gentleman twice and killing him. Then he fled the scene. Now, there's a lot to do with this guy, clearly, outside of being shot six times this past year and all his checkered past.
He's got problems.
I will say that people on the set said he wasn't invited to the set, that he was upset. There was some sort of fight that broke out. Then at some sort of drive-through place, he ended up driving over or backing up this one gentleman, a bystander, twice. I don't know how you run over someone twice. Mm-hmm. He just turned himself in. He's being charged with murder.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the fact that he turned himself in.
Yes.
But it troubles me that in that situation, in this day and age especially, your first thought is to leave the scene.
Right.
That's something
that troubles me in this day and age that something like that can happen with so many cars, especially he drives those luxury vehicles.
They all have
backup cameras.
True enough.
That's scary. I don't think this is going to end well for him. I don't think he's getting off here.
A joke for
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Backup camera was a joke.
Oh,
Jesus, you guys have been hammering me for the whole show. Then Daddy tries to throw a little stick in, and you go, "Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. Backup cameras. That's terrific. Yeah.
So he ignored
maybe this wouldn't have happened with it. He ignored his.
He ignored the.
Did you see that Honda's putting backup cameras in all their cars?
No.
Yeah,
I own a Honda.
Even
I own
the
low-grade
guys.
The low-grade, I've got a base level Honda, and you know where they put it? Put it in the, because I don't have navigation in my car.
Yeah.
They put it in the rearview mirror.
Oh, really?
It's a little square, and that's where they're putting the cheap cars, they put it in the rearview mirror.
Do you know what I could do? I could sneak up behind your car and be like, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And then I jump on and I say, hello, Mike, it's me.
Well, Rob, that would work, but the car would have to be in reverse and moving, dumbass.
Well, I would be backing up. I can sit on a skateboard.
Yes. Moving on, fellas.
I'd like to see that happen.
You wouldn't see the skateboard.
There's a new...
There's a new trend. Skateboard smells like ass.
There's a new trend with either movie trailers or especially television trailers as of late, where television trailers are being released in movies and not just on TV.
Okay.
The latest trailer, and it's actually a lot of fun to watch if you're a Game of Thrones fan, for Game of Thrones is being released in limited release on IMAX theaters across the country.
Okay.
You can't find it anywhere. Actually, the only copy that's on the web right now, as of tape time on Friday, is a bootleg of the trailer.
Someone taped
it on their iPhone and put it up online. But the new season, which starts in early April for Game of Thrones, looks phenomenal. And if
I'm gonna try to go all the way with it. I'm gonna start at the
storylines
and do it all the time.
And I'm telling you, it even last season it was on the mark. More dragons, more TNA. You can't go wrong.
And they've got to love the fact that a show that they are putting on an IMAX screen, people are seeing the trailer on an iPhone capture.
I sat there and I said, why not? If it's leaked, put it out in HD.
Yeah, do it.
I watched it in the grainy, fuzzy, and I was still into it. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that season.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Early April, look for that. The latest story, and I think the biggest story here, are you shocked? Horny fans are burning up Tinder. The dating app in Phoenix, Arizona. Apparently,
of course,
Tinder.
It's really, hasn't it always been known as an absolute sex trade?
Oh, absolutely.
Center of activity. They talked about that last year.
They used to bus in whores, and before that, they did. And before that, it was
in whores. Where's the whore bus?
And then strip clubs do very good business, I'm told.
Oh, well, I know I might have personal experience.
I read an article
in the old days. Yeah. Where we saw Sinbad.
That's
in Minneapolis,
he
Minnesota.
He looked so orange.
Making it rain. Sinbad, making it rain before making it rain was popular.
Apparently, Tinder is up 300,000% in the Phoenix area.
What? 300,000%?
Because think about it, right? You're there, and it's mostly guys.
Sure.
And you have this app. You're there for you're with your boys, and you want to meet girls. Think about the possibilities.
The internet's melting down.
And having lived in Phoenix in the Scottsdale area, I will say that, you know, even... Like and with all due respect to the East Coast, a 7 or even a 5 in Phoenix is a 10 here. So when you arrive from a different city, you're like, oh, these girls are tan, they're fit.
Right.
Absolutely. I'll take a 5, and they've been beat down so much because there's so much competition over there.
Right.
It's easy pickings for them.
And there you go. And if they don't have any success on Tinder, they can always get on the whore bus.
And the money. The whore bus. And with the money this year for Super Bowl tickets, I couldn't believe the numbers.
Yeah, makes Fallout Boy looks reasonable, doesn't it?
Man, $7,000 the average right now. Incredible.
Well, we'll wrap this up quickly. There's a big bet going on, and you can actually bet on this in Vegas right now, which Katy Perry song will be the first song played at the halftime show. Speaking of the Super Bowl,
right?
My money's on Dark Horse. We'll find out on Sunday.
We will.
That is Oscar.
I think it's Poker Face. I think it's Poker Face. I'm reasonably sure it's going to be Poker Face or Stairway to Heaven.
Both
Stairway
great. To Heaven. Both great.
Sure. Both great. Is that it?
That's
Oscar Rossi. We're going to take a break. Did he say it? Did he say that's Oscar Rossi? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about my Katy Perry jokes. You know? I was doing an impression of somebody else on the show. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Now, I can tell you, though, we're still having mail issues. So I put through a request to the USPS to forward all of our mail.
Did you call the request line? 432-POST?
Hey, man, it's the post office.
This is really bothering me.
I understand, and that's why I'm trying to elevate your mood.
Sure you are. So...
You're caller 6, hello.
Damn it.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
It's like what he does here, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Only I get to hear new ones every single day. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Attention business owners, do you need capital to take your business to the next level? But you dread... That made me laugh. But you dread the hassle of a traditional loan.
Your
Enjoy. Time is valuable. Well, come on. OnDeckLending.com understands that. That's why OnDeck Lending's loan application process is simple and it's fast. You can focus on running your business and not filling out paperwork and waiting endlessly for approval. How do they do it? OnDeck Lending uses cutting-edge technology, and all they do is they evaluate your business based on performance. If your business is doing well, you're going to enjoy OnDeckLending.com. They don't get into your personal credit. You get a decision in minutes. It's fast. It's effective. OnDeck Lending is 100% focused on their customers, and they have dedicated funding advisors and customer support that make it even easier. Plus, OnDeck Lending has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and 93% of their customers would recommend them to a friend. Does your small business need capital for a growth opportunity? Don't hesitate. Visit OnDeckLending.com today or call 888-627-2904 and start the simple application process. It's waiting for you at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, Jan 30, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Everybody in my age and even a little older always complains what MTV used to be. They used to show videos. They used to just play music. Well, I can think back. I think one of the turning points is when they started to roll out the old VJs and bring in the new ones. Do you remember when Kennedy the VJ was a big deal?
Oh, I love Kennedy, yeah.
With her glasses.
Yeah,
and she was sort of a freakish dresser.
Yes.
Very cool. She has just gotten a new show on Fox Business. It's called Kennedy.
She's the liberal voice on a lot of the Fox shows,
and she has reinvented herself where she looks like a classy dame now, and they've debuted this new show, Kennedy. One of her first guests, Shepard Smith, and Shep really never takes it upon himself to not make things awkward. Check out what the direction this goes away.
I love this. Whether it's a war, a celebrity death, or some cataclysmic weather event, I get down on my knees, and I'm thankful for your existence because I love watching you cover Breaking News.
The thought of you on your knees is a wonderful one. We love calamity.
Oh, my God.
We do.
Congratulations on the new show. This is awesome.
I know, Chef. Isn't this legit?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Any advice for me for the new show?
Wear less clothes. No. That's what I would suggest.
Chef,
I like your style a lot. You know, I like to go out and go.
Hold, stop
it.
Stop
like
tape. Stop tape. Yeah. Hold on. Haven't there been rumors abounding for years that Shepard Smith is gay? Isn't that? I mean,
I don't know.
Hasn't that circulated?
I thought the rumor was that he was sort of a hound.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Poonhound. Yeah.
Oh no, boys! I have watched many internet stories about Shepard Smith. I know
maybe
that
was on your left wing.
Shepard Smith, is Shepard Smith gay? Google it right now. All right, fast Shepard as your little sick Smith fingers can.
Yeah. Sick fingers back to the table.
Let's say part of the great.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're right. You're right. How Fox News shoved. You're right. Mike is absolutely right. This isn't his left-wing liberal agenda. Let's talk about this. It says, first hit that comes up on Gawker.com, how Fox News shoved Shepard Smith back into the closet. And now he's over the top. Ah,
yes.
Get on your knees. No, take our clothes off.
Doff my cap to thee. I did not have any idea.
Come on, boys.
Yes. Nice work.
We love Calamity, as you know.
We do.
Congratulations on the new show. This is awesome.
I know. Shepard is legit.
I'm so excited.
Any advice for me for the new show?
Wear less clothes. No. That's what I would suggest. I like your style a lot. You know, I like to go out to the bars with you and things like that. Yeah. And I think part of the great charm of you is your wardrobe, and I love it.
you make me sound like I wear tops and hot pants when we go out. Okay.
That was his tell.
See a little tell right there.
No clothes. No straight man says wardrobe.
And I love, incidentally, I love Shepard Smith. And the big story is that he's being strong-armed, perhaps, by Fox to keep his sexuality under wraps, which is not a good thing. And I think Shepard Smith's the best thing on Fox. I have always thought
Only thing on Fox. John McCain was very fussy yesterday, Mike.
Really?
They had Henry
this
Kissinger.
Is great. This
Henry
is great.
Kissinger was on Capitol Hill to testify, and somehow protesters from a group, an anti-war group called Code Pink, actually got into the hearing, and they were chanting "War Crimes, Henry Kissinger," and John McCain was not hearing any of it.
I've been a member of this committee for many years, and I have never seen anything as disgraceful and outrageous and despicable as the last demonstration that just took place about, you know, you're going to have to shut up or I'm going to have you arrested. If we can't get the Capitol Hill police in here immediately, get out of here, you low-life scum.
Yikes.
Wow.
And if you missed that quote.
Get out of here, you low-life scum.
That's right. And they replied with,
this is good news, people.
But that was a little bit real there. And also, George Shultz was testifying to defend Mr. Kissinger.
Yeah, this is the thing. I respect this country simply because you can do that sort of thing, right? You can walk in there and you can protest, is what this country is built on. And in some countries, you don't get to do that, or you get murdered for
exactly
doing
that,
right?
Yeah, and I think that you have to be.
If you're going to be up there, don't look like a bunch of hacks with your homemade signs.
Do it right.
Do it right. Do it with some coordination. Don't look like little kids whining.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Because George Shultz, incidentally, who is he? You might want to know. He was a sergeant in the German army.
Right now. So he knows about war crime.
He knows about war crime. Sergeant Shultz.
Can you name this pop singer? Someone's releasing an album. Can you name this singer? I've opened this to the floor. Pretty.
Oh my God. Sorry for the cats that are listening.
Any guesses? Any takers?
Tony Bennett.
It is not Tony Bennett.
Orson Welles.
No. Mike, this is Jeff Bridges, who is releasing an album of ambient songs and him chanting "To Go to Sleep By." And he has a Super Bowl ad for it. So
has anybody figured
excited,
out about his mouth where everything is like this there, so there? I don't know. I'm gonna play another Western character so that I don't need you. I'd like to know if he had any kind of oral cancer.
Like
or
a surgery.
Movie I loved as a kid, I never understood because I think I was too young, and I'd like to go back now. Yeah. Is the Fabulous Baker Boys?
Great.
Oh,
movie.
Fantastic!
Right?
He's a different human being. It's just, but you'll notice that it started with when he played Bad Blake in the movie. I'm not sure what the title of the movie was, but. And then he made the science fiction movie where he's talking like that the whole time.
And then
you see him when he's on a show and he sure has this way of speaking. I'd like to get that
Crazy
answer.
Heart.
I think
Crazy
he,
Heart.
You know what I think it is, Mike? It's a bad case of ingrown beard.
Ingrown beard.
And
now he's just going.
Well, you know, the Super Bowl is this weekend. We will see you all at Jimmy's at 4 o'clock on Sunday. The big ads are being released. This is my favorite one. Letterman broke this on his show. This is a great big-budget Super Bowl ad.
I got to say, this is an amazing product. I've tried a lot of things, but this is by far the best.
Buy one today from the internet.
You'll be glad you did.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you at Jimmy's.
Oh, great.
That's right, everybody. We're going to be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in scenic, beautiful Herndon, Virginia, 4 p.m. Join us there. I think they're sold out of the table space, but please come out and see us anyway. There'll be plenty of room for you. We'd like to see you. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you wish to correspond with the show, send a letter or a package to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on you to spread the word. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Get out of here, you low-life scum.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.